Well, hey guys, and welcome to The Drive. The thing that I've been praying about, that's really been on my heart lately, is the subject of loneliness. Loneliness. Sometimes we feel lonely, even in a crowded room. Sometimes you feel lonely. You feel like no one else can relate. It seems like no one else understands. No one else gets what you're going through. And it can be frustrating, it can be sad, but really, it can leave our heart sort of empty and alone. It feels like we're the only one going through it. We're the only one facing these struggles. We're the only one. And that really leads to loneliness. One ministry that I love, what this pastor said growing up, this pastor kid, who himself is a pastor now, he said, yeah, but my dad, you know, we were growing up, and my dad always said, we go after the lonely people. I love that. We go after the lonely people, those who feel abandoned by God, those who feel like no one cares, those who really buy into the lie that they're alone. And honestly, guys, yeah, sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we feel like no one gets it. And honestly, maybe sometimes no one does get it. But I think the key to conquering loneliness is connection with Christ. You know, as we walk with the Lord, as we seek Him, as we commune with Him, that's when we truly realize, man, we are not alone. We are never alone. And it reminds me of Jesus, who is our example, right? He went to the mountain to pray. He went to the garden to pray. He went away to pray, to seek God. And that's our example. When we're not seeking God, honestly, when we're not in His Word, when we're not in fellowship with one another, with other believers, when we're not praying to Him and making petitions towards Him, right? Because it's okay to pray for ourselves. When we're not just seeking the Lord at all, we're going to feel lonely. We're going to feel like no one gets it, no one understands, because we don't have that close communion, that close connection with the Lord like we were designed to have. Honestly, even if we were on a deserted island where no one else was, even if we were the last person on this, the face of this earth, we can still say, yeah, we're not alone. We can still say we are not alone because God is with us. That's why the beautiful name, the beautiful title, Emmanuel, is such a comfort. You know, we look at that during Christmas, but the fact is that Emmanuel, God with us, He is with us every single day, every step of the way, every part of our walk. Even before we believe, the Holy Spirit convicts us and draws us near to Himself. He's always with us, you guys. And so we're not alone. You may feel lonely, and I would say the remedy to that is just to seek God. Rest in what you do know when you don't know what's going on. And what you should know, the truth that you should hold on to and grasp and realize and believe, is that God is with you always. The Word says in the Old Testament, reiterated in Hebrews, that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So you may feel lonely, but you're not alone, because God is with you. Remember that. But don't just remember it. Act on the fact that you get to seek God on a regular basis. When you pray to the Lord, you're not just talking to the air. You're seriously talking to the God of the universe, who cares what you face personally. You know, people may let us down. People may fail us. People may fall short. They will. That's a fact. But God never will. He will never run away because of your difficulties and your problems and your drama. He wants you to come to Him with all of that stuff, with all that junk, with all that mess, and say, Lord, I am a mess, but here it is. Here I am. Speak to me. Be with me. Assure me. Give me your truth. Give me your, you know, convict me. Exhort me. Encourage me. And He will. God is with you always. And so knowing that truth from the premise of God's word, that God is with us always, we get to take that truth and go after the lonely people. Those who feel like they're not accepted. Those who feel like no one is with them. Those who have been abandoned by everyone that's been close to them. Therefore, they truly have commitment issues because everyone else, their experience has taught them that everyone else is just going to leave them. Go after those people. Pray about God leading you to those who are lonely so that you can let them know, listen, you're not, you don't have to be alone. God loves you. And as you draw near to him, guess what he's going to do? He's going to draw near to you. So there's no reason to be lonely because the Lord loves you. And he wants a relationship with you. A lot of religions and faith organizations, if you will, don't teach that God is a personal God. That the Lord actually wants to be your God, but also be your friend. That is radical. That is a radical thought. But for the Christian, for the Christ follower, that's a fact. God loves you. Not only does he love you, he actually likes you. He actually wants to spend time with you. Like, you won't annoy God by coming to him in prayer too much. It's not like there's a point where God says, seriously, you prayed to me 5 times already today. Like, you're coming to me again? Really? Are you that desperate? Like, God, that's not God's heart. God's heart is to come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Give you rest. He wants you to come to him often. Paul says, pray without ceasing. That means have a continual attitude of prayer throughout the day, every single day, because God wants to commune with you. Communion with Christ is not only the solution to contentment, but it's a solution to loneliness, because you realize God really does love me. He actually does want to talk to me. He actually does want me to seek him and get close to him and draw near to him. Man. Guys, so, I don't know, maybe you're feeling lonely. Maybe you felt lonely in the past. Maybe you feel lonely this last week or even this day. Know that you're not alone. God is with you. He's working on your heart. He's refining you. He's never going to flee those moments where you're getting frustrated. He's never going to run away when things seem to be running to the ground. Right? He's never going to say, see you later, when things seem to be sinking. He is right there, and he wants you to call out to him and draw close to him, draw near to him, and he will answer you. Speak, pray to him, man. He will answer you. He will give you that calmness and that rest that you need, because it's been a long time since you've had that. But the bottom line is, man, when you feel lonely, be reminded through God's word that he will never leave you, that God is with you. Even Paul said during one point in his ministry, remember, he said, man, everyone left me. Like all other believers, they left Paul. They abandoned him. They were out. But I love what Paul says. He says, but God was with me. Everyone else said, you know, see you later. We're out. We're gone. But he said, but God is with me. And let us remind ourselves that God is with us, you guys. God is with us. God is with us always. And just remember that. Be reminded of that. Find comfort in that. Find solace in that. God is with you. And take that message and spread it. Let people know. I mean, that's part of the gospel. Jesus died and rose again. So that we can repent, be saved, so that we're never lonely again, we're never alone again. God is with those who are sold out to him. He's with the saved. He's with those who believe. He's with those who he's chosen. It's amazing. Man, it's comforting. So take heart. Know that he's with you. Know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You can believe that, because that's what God's word says. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.